To discuss that further, and I joined with Mr. Mark Mason, who is a political commentator, and he is joining us live now via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. Mason, as always, thanks for joining us. Now, how do you react to Ms. Bachmann's comments?
We have a congressional election coming up next year, and Michelle Bachmann has been one of the imperialists for years who basically advocates taking over the entire planet and controlling and exploiting resources that belong to other people. So if this were another country that didn't have any oil resources, there are many that don't, I can think of, then it really wouldn't even be an issue at all. It really is about controlling power and oil resources in the Middle East, nothing whatsoever to do with nuclear power. And in that regard, Iran is a signatory to the NPT, the Non-Proliferation Treaty. It has a right under the treaty, as all other signatories do, to the peaceful use of nuclear materials. Israel, Pakistan, India, they have not signed the NPT. They are using nuclear materials. They are possessing nuclear materials, yet they never have signed the agreement and have no inspections whatsoever.
Mr. Mason, you know, Ms. Bachmann speaks about Israel being isolated through this deal. Certainly, I would imagine that being isolated does not mean that you should be bombing other countries.
Israel is becoming isolated in that they have nuclear weapons, and they're not joining the international community in an effort to come to the table to negotiate, to discuss the fact that there are nuclear weapons existing right now in the Middle East and Western Asia. And Israel is isolated, politically isolated, because they have refused to come to the table to work towards a regional agreement to remove nuclear weapons from the region. So they are isolated in that regard.
So then should we gather from Ms. Bachmann's comments that Israel will act out in the region?
No, absolutely not. And I think it's very clear from the fact that the Obama administration worked to an agreement with the P5 plus one in Geneva to hammer out a reasonable agreement so that sanctions can be lifted. The economic sanctions are absolutely outrageous, and they will be partially removed in agreement for some additional inspections by the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency. And so Israel is politically isolated in that there's no way it can take any action that will not be approved by the White House.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Mark Mason speaking to us live from San Francisco.